It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, January 17th, 2020. Today's the birthday of American novelist and historian Charles Brockden Brown, born in Philadelphia in 1771. He is generally regarded by scholars as the most important American novelist before James Fenimore Cooper. He is the most frequently studied and republished practitioner of the early American novel, which covers the period between 1789 and roughly 1820. His ancestors were Quakers who came over from England on the very same ship that brought William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania. Although Brown was not the first American novelist, as some early criticism claimed, the breadth and complexity of his achievement as a writer in multiple genres, including novels, short stories, essays, periodical writings, poetry, history, and reviews, makes him a crucial figure in United States literature and culture in the early 1790s and in the first decade of the 19th century. His family intended for him to become a lawyer. After 6 years in Philadelphia in the law office of Alexander Wilcox, he ended his law studies in 1793 and became part of a group of young New York-based intellectuals who helped begin his literary career. During most of the 1790s, he developed his ambitions in projects that often remained incomplete and frequently used his correspondence with friends as a laboratory for narrative experiments. By 1798, however, these formative years gave way to a period of novel writing during which Brown published his best work. His first book is his most famous, Wieland, from 1798, a tale about an evil ventriloquist who, by impersonating a supernatural being, persuades the hero to kill his wife and children. Following in quick succession were the Gothic novels Ormond, Arthur Mervyn, Jane Talbot, Edgar Huntley, and Clara Howard. All were very popular, and some were reprinted in England, giving the author an international reputation. In those days, publishers bought manuscripts outright without paying royalties, and Brown made little money from any of his work. Crestfallen and with a family to support, he returned to Philadelphia in 1802 and became a merchant. In his spare time, he managed to edit and publish 3 short-lived literary magazines, but he wrote no more novels. He died in 1810 at age 39 of tuberculosis. He is considered the most important writer of American fiction before Cooper, and he successfully transplanted the English tradition of the Gothic novel to the United States, showing a fascination with psychotic characters long before Edgar Allan Poe, who was influenced by him, did the same thing. His influence was also acknowledged by writers as diverse as Mary Shelley, Nathaniel Hawthorne, and Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Toward the end of the 19th century, Brown slipped into nearly 100 years of obscurity, and although he is little read today outside of academic circles, he remains one of the milestone figures in our early literary history. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 17th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.